Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, got questions? Need answers? Want to laugh? Then sit down and tune in to Ask Me LaVice, hosted by the nicest lady on the airwaves, Lacey, and co-hosted by me, Dakota.
Welcome back. We've missed you guys. Oh. That was a good intro. I'm digging your retro intros again.
Hey, it's year three. I gotta you know, I gotta go old school every now and then.
We're gonna go back to some of the oldies but goodies, hey, you know. It just works out that way. I'm still intimately talking with you guys from the window. So, you know, I'm dedicated, I'm here. phone's still in the window. Anyway, just in case.
So if she dies out, guys, it's okay. I will mumble words out till she calls back in.
Yes. Awesome. Anyway. But welcome back.
Oh, let's let them know that next week we might have a special guest on. So that'd be cool.
Hopefully. We're working on having a special guest next week. It's going to be a special episode. It's Testimonial Monday. So we're hoping to have our friend Kirk on. Pretty awesome. Like he is. He's pretty awesome.
He's a good dude. Best way to describe him.
Cool.
Good, nice,
yeah.
Friendly dude. He's an understanding guy, and I'm pretty sure he's had a rough life, and you can learn a lot from the guy. So, you know, I think he'd do good coming on.
Listen, he can play a guitar, man. Like he's good. I mean, he goes around with his friends too. Sometimes they play shows like around our little areas and stuff. So he's very talented, man of many gifts. So we're hoping he comes on, if not next week, maybe in the week after. So,
yeah.
But
we're hoping to get him on soon.
Yeah. And we were going to try to have Ryan on for my brother tonight, but he had to work. So, but we're going to work on him being on a few episodes.
Well, screw him and his damn job, okay? Screw him and his damn job, man, all right? Nah, if you're listening, bro, you can catch up next time, man. You can catch up with us next time.
Yes, he's actually a fan favorite now, and they're actually digging since we told on one of our episodes.
Wait. Will we consider him a background character, or is he like the intern of this show now?
Background? Yeah, no.
This is awesome. We got interns, we got extras.
We are
moving on up in the Roasting the World community.
I know. Fans are totally digging because last time we talked about like him being born on the same day as I was, exactly 1 year apart. So we're Irish twins. And so Dakota made the joke about twink hours. And apparently that was a hit. So we've had requests. So we're going to have some twink hours.
we'll for sure have to get him back on.
And we are looking at the next few shows, maybe having Nathan back on as well. Of course, you know, Dakota.
You know that means ladies. You know what that means, ladies. We got a single Boy Scout. He's going to be on. I'm sorry. Is he a man scout now? Because he's a man.
He's an equal scout. He's an equal.
Okay. That doesn't sound scary enough. You want to be something scary. He is a ferocious Eagle Scout. Come on. Help him out here. Lacey. Come on. He is a very ferocious Eagle Scout, likes long walks on the beach, looks good in a uniform. Come on, ladies, you got this. I got you, brother.
You know,
I got you, man. We're going
to... Anyway. Anyhow, we do have a lot of coming our way, so...
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Anyhow, well,
I do have some news stories for us this week. And I have an update on the napper, so.
That's what I was about to say. Can we have the update, please?
We're going to save that one for last. We're going to save the update for last because it's not like a crazy, crazy update. He's just up to his old shit again, you know what I mean?
Shenanigans.
Yeah, his old shenanigans. Thank you. I forgot. I can only say shit and fuck like 3 times on the show. Damn it, I just wasted it. Damn it.
Be
I better rate this episode R. I'm going to have to rate this episode R, guys. My bad. But, all right, the first bit of news we got is two dudes fight over a married chick. And here's the kicker. Either dude is her husband. The chick, two side dudes found out about each other and they started fighting. And then it turns out she's married. And, yeah.
How do people have time to have two side dudes and a husband? Like, I don't know.
Out of all that, out of everything that was said right there, that's what you got was, how does she have the time for it?
Like, honestly, though, like, I'm debating my life choices right now. What am I doing wrong somewhere along the way that I even feel like stressed out if there's one dude involved, that she has time for three? Like, she can't be doing something.
And who
wrong,
knows if there's even more? Hey, and who said there's not more than three? Because
I wonder
what's going to happen when the husband finds out. Or do you think the husband will find out?
It depends on if it hits the newspaper or not.
If it's a small town, I'm sure they got nothing else to report on nowadays. The gas prices are high, bacon's high, and these two dudes fought over a Mary Jack.
I'm not going to lie. If Dakota found it, I mean, if he even barely just looks out there, he probably is going to find it. So, you know.
All right. The next one is Pink Floyd band member's grandkids has started their own band called Rainbow Floyd. They said pink just doesn't represent all the colors of the Floyds nowadays. What do you think of that?
That's interesting. It's their grandkids?
Yeah. You would think it would be their great-grandkids at this point, but because their grandkids have to be, like, in their 60s.
You know, that was my question was, one, how old are these grandkids?
They sound like they're millennials from the whole rainbow shit, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's, well, I mean, you know, no judgment out there of any kind whatsoever. I'm just saying, like, how old are they for their music choice? Because, you know, anyway. I'm just curious. I have to know how old they are. I need to look that up. Yeah. Rainbows. I wonder if like they.
I wonder what
their
hit songs would be. Would they all wear different colored shirts? Are you saying?
Yeah, like if they all just wear different colored shirts while out there.
They're not the Wiggles.
Oh, the rainbow has to be in there. You know.
They're not the Wiggles, man. They're Rainbow Floyd. They're hardcore with their rainbows. It's like that song "Rainbow in the Dark," you know.
Boy, they.
All right, moving right along. New TV show, Sex in the Country, debuts on the E! Network soon. I guess you just picture Sex in the City, but with more cousins and mullets and beer.
Hey, now, Sex in the City was fun to watch. It was totally different to watch it when I'm in my 30s now than when I watched it when I was younger. Now when I watch it in my 30s, I'm like, hell, it hits a whole different way. Like, so I can't imagine what the country life would be like.
Well, if it's Florida, it'd be crazy. If it's Kentucky, it'd be a lot of cousin fucking. If it's, poor Kentucky.
I ain't even sorry. Dumb shit.
They are the, yeah, they're the Florida of the rest of the U.S.
Just not by location, anyway.
Yeah, just not by location. Yeah. They're just guilty by association. But, all right, oh, speaking of Florida, a Florida woman is arrested over pet tiger shitting on neighbor's lawn. A woman let her tiger drop some loads on the neighbor's grass.
Okay, first
I just
off,
want to know how the fuck she got a pet tiger. I want one.
Yeah,
actually,
that's
I want
my
two.
Question. Like, my whole question is that she has, you know, tiger. Like, I didn't even stop at it taking a dump on somebody's yard or anything. It's like, she has a pet tiger. Like,
I mean, I think
I
would be pissed off, too, though, because you got to think that tiger probably takes some mean shits. Like a tiger shit's like, probably good, you know what I mean? Like I can it ain't gonna be like a kitty cat shit, you know? Like it's a little turd in the yard. I mean, this is gonna be probably like a good little pile of tiger shit. So I don't know. Fucking Florida, man. Yeah. Alright, and last but not least, the neighbor napper strikes again. Man once again caught napping in his neighbor's house. This time they heard snoring coming from the guest room, and they walk in and find him asleep.
Okay, so they pressed charges against him, but that still did not stop him. He still went back and slept in their guest room.
Yes.
That's so many questions.
I know, and I wish we could get this dude on the show. We need to get him on somehow. Like, you think if we, like, put his bell up for him, he'll come on for us? Throw that out there.
I'm too poor for that crap. I'm a social worker.
Ooh, I got this. If we could put up the bell for him and the tiger, can we get them both on the show? Because I got questions for the tiger, man.
You're killing me.
And I was like, and that joke sucked so bad that she hung up.
No, I'm sorry. There is a spider that's crawling by my face, and I'm panicking.
I would run, hide, scream. I would have screamed and cried and ran out of the room. I've been bit by like 90 spiders since living in this
really
freaking
has.
Ass town. I got a scar on my arm where they cut me open last time. It was awesome.
Yeah, it tunneled.
Because I was awake through it all. Well, I was awake through it all when they did it, and I was laughing at them. And they were like,
okay,
let me set the scene. Let me set the scene real quick. I'll set the scene, right? I go in. I have a spider bite. I knew it was a spider bite. They're like, oh, we're going to have to cut it open and put all the gauze and do all that nonsense. And they're like, we're going to numb it. So they numb it. I'm sitting there. The lady's cutting into me. I'm talking to her. And she's like, can we record this for because she was training like a new nurse or some shit, right? And I was like, yeah, that's fine. So they're recording it, and then the chick's like, you can cry if you want to. And I was like, why? And she's just like, you're tough to take this. I was like, okay. And then, like, what, 2 years later, I get a mass shift surgery on my arm in the freaking ER here, too.
Yes. Like, listen, the ER was so full that he couldn't make it in the ER, so he's sitting out there. And they go, and they're slicing him over, and they're like, no, you would be out of your mind in pain. And he says to them, go ahead.
I was like, no. I told him it was mind over matter, and if you don't have no mind, it don't matter, because I was very stoned at the time. And I'm sitting there laughing at this dude, and this dude's, like, tripping. Like, he thinks he's hurting me because the shit they numbed my arm with didn't numb. And he's, like, literally cutting in my armpit in the middle of a hallway. I'm, like, hitting on a nurse, talking to the people in the rooms that I can see across from me, because they left their doors open, by the way. They're looking at me like they're terrified. I'm sitting there just like making them laugh and shit. I even asked one dude what he had dripping for him because he looked good. He looked like he was out of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you hear that? He's dying and he's still hitting on the nurse.
I'm sitting there being cut open, chicks walking by looking at me, and I'm like, what up, girl? How's it going? There's never not time to hit on a hot nurse when you're dying. That's how I'm going out in life.
I'm not gonna lie, I hit on a hot therapist, so I'm just saying my leg thing, you know. I almost lost my leg, bitches. You gotta do what you gotta do and the time out that you got. Now anyway. Moving on. girl gotta do, but anyhow.
How many points I would have got though, if like they're literally cutting me open, shoving things into my arm, and I'm just like, yo, girl, and I get her number. I mean, I was already half naked. Okay. Here's the funny part of this, guys. They asked me to take my shirt off, right? Which I have no issue with that. I don't have the best body, but I'm not ashamed. It's whatever. I got no issue with it. So I'm like, they're like, we'll get you a sheet you can cover up with. I'm like, I'm good. I don't need it. Well, the nurse is like, I'm going to get you one anyway. I'm, like I said, I'm laid down on my side and they're cutting into my like armpit area, right?
Mm-hmm.
This nurse comes back and lays this sheet over me. Now, I'm fully clothed from the waist down, pants, shoes, everything, right? Like, fully clothed. Just my shirt's off. She puts it over my legs, right? And I'm like, what the hell did you cover up? Why did you cover up my... What do you think, I'm going to pop a boner while I'm getting fucking cut?
What
is this, my crotch?
Listen.
I mean,
was
she
this
just
an older,
covers up my...
Now I have questions. Was this an older lady who just wanted to make sure you were warm? Why?
She was an older lady, yes. This nurse was. The one I hit on was a little young nurse. She was like the ones that does the x-rays and stuff. But this lady was just like your nurse that comes in there and like...
Well, then, okay, it's like your grandma. They're going to make sure that you're comfortable, you're warm.
Yeah, but
she
could have threw it over my nips or something. She threw it over where I was already covered. She let my nip nips sit there in the coldness.
Take what you can get, sir. Take what you can get. Beggars can't be choosers.
Literally, they let my nips hang out, but they were worried I was going to pop a boner. I mean, what was their deal? Like,
you're
going to pop one as they're cutting into them. Cover that up. Let the nicks hang out, though.
It's a sheet, Dakota. That ain't going to cover nothing. She was just being a good granny, trying to make sure you're warm. But at the same time, she liked what she was looking at.
Obviously, because all she covered up was already covered up.
Anyway, I'm moving on from that.
What is our questions we have from our fans?
Our fans, a lot of people have been asking about dating advice. And most of ours, females and males, by the way, we've had a lot of questions come in from both.
I got it. I'm going to answer all of them right now. You ready? Here's the best dating advice in the world. Don't do it. I mean, what?
special.
And that's why Dakota is single at 33.
Exactly. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway.
Hey, I'm by choice. I'm single by choice, people. I just want to throw that out there.
He really
to all you lovely ladies.
Oh,
I can have like 50 girlfriends like right now. I'm just being modest.
He may have to, but not 50. But anyway.
seven, maybe eight, depending on the time of year.
Most of the questions coming in are for men and women, and they're all in their 30s, like they're between 30 and 39.
I would hope that
and
all the questions come in are either from a man or a woman, because otherwise we're getting aliens or something right now.
You're just hating on me now, aren't you? I was just clarifying that not all of our questions are women and not all of our questions are men. It's good that we have a variety of both. But anyway,
fine, you win.
But most of them were just asking questions like how hard it is right now for a person in their 30s to date. And it really is, because I can actually speak on this because I can relate. I'm in my 30s. I'm 31. Dakota can probably relate because he's in his 30s. He's 33. It is hard for people in their 30s right now to date. One, for women, they're all freaking out because everywhere you go and everywhere you turn, they're telling you you're too old to have kids, you're too old to do this, you're too old to do that, you should already be married. And then they tell you the men that aren't married that are single right now, there must be something wrong with them. So that makes you feel wonderful, right? And then you turn around for the men, you have all these expectations too because they feel like they should be at a certain place in their life at 30 where they should be able to support a whole family. They should be able to do this. They should be able to hold down a full-time job, date someone, engage with someone, and then marry them and have a family. You know, there's all these expectations because, one, you're older, and two, you know, they're the world that we live in right now, we have a shelf life, if that makes sense. They tell us that we have one, which we don't, but they tell us that we do. They did an actual study right now on the average age that you have your first child now. Just like 8 years ago, it was the average age to have your first child was like 25. Now they done one just last year, and the woman, their average age is 31. So, you know, everything's just changing, and I know they don't advertise it a lot, so we feel like we're running out of time, when really we're not. You want to throw in some input on that for the male population?
Well, nowadays, it's a yes and a no to the what you're saying with your answer. It is hard once you start getting older to, you know, start dating, stuff like that. But nowadays, it's also with the internet, dating sites, it's easy to try to start dating. Now, to find a person is different. That is the hard part. It's easy to throw yourself out there to try, you know, with like Facebook the way it is, or, you know, all the dating sites, stuff like that. But a lot of times with those, you can put on those things like, I like to walk and read a book, and then you're just going to get matched up with somebody that likes to walk and read a book. They might not have no other interests with you or some shit. So
I will say
and
that.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
I will just say that dating sites suck because you do this whole profile. And my brother said it, too, from his point of view when he was on a show like 2 or 3 episodes ago. It's just an example. Like, you go through this whole thing where they ask you what your preferences are, everything else, and then you turn around and you get everybody that you get usually on there has nothing in common with you except for, like you said, like 2 things. Like, everything else is like that you put on your preference page that was a hard hit no, you know, this person has, you know. And also, the major thing for me on a dating site is who is real and who isn't. Like, at
exactly
the time of your 30s for a woman on a dating site, you have to be super careful. Why? And it's not just for men. Like, it, a lot of times it's women playing other women on there. They're pretending to be a man. And you're trying to catfish somebody for money or for bills to be paid.
I was just about to say, this is how you know it's going to be a catfish. It's like, as soon as they start talking to you, it's, do you have a Cash App at, or do you have a Cash App card? You have whatever, you know, all, whatever the fucking Cash Apps are and all that shit. But, and then that's how you're like, then, okay, I know this is bullshit. I know this is fake. Da, 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 da.
Well,
they're already asking for money off the bat.
Looking so good now, though, that you could actually be talking to somebody and they sound real. Seriously, like, they can sound real.
That's true. That's true.
For like a month. And then all of a sudden,
I mean, I watch you ever watch that show Catfish?
Yeah, I have. It's interesting.
There's some of the people you see, but some of the people you see on there, though, like, when they're telling, like, their story and stuff, you're just like, how do you not know, or how can you not tell that person's not real? Because they'll be like, oh, I've been with this person for 8 years, but they won't talk to me on the phone. It's like, okay, right,
yeah,
there's a red flag, you know, after, like, a few months, you know, like.
Well, then you got to realize that some of these people, it's really sad because they've never had love before. And so they just take whatever that they can get. And so they think that they're not good enough, and that's all that they can have in a relationship. So they accept whatever as long as they can say that they're in one. Like, that's what's sad about
that's
those.
True.
And
that's
it's,
true.
It, it, even sadder about that is that the people that are playing them know that. And
right.
But anyway, and when, my thing that fascinates me about watching the catfish is the people that actually catfish somebody, like their responses, like why they do it, and stuff like that. None of them ever have a reason why they did anything. Some of them don't even do it to trick them for the money. They just trick, you know, just do it for thrill. Like, it's insanity. Like, you play with somebody's complete emotion like that for the thrill of it. But it does make dating hard. And I will say it's super hard for coming from a woman's point of view in their 30s to be on a dating site. Because most of the time, you already feel judged. You know, that's why you're doing a dating site, because it's easier. You don't have to be out and about. Putting yourself out there, you can do things from home. You know, you can be a little more shy, or you can be a little more reserved if you want to be.
Right.
But asking for that are actually real, but all they're really on there for is short-term things, you know. So if a woman's on there for short-term, that's great. But if you're on there trying to find something long-term, you know, it's really hard, especially to pick out between men that really want commitment or men that just want to play, you know, and that's fine, like, because if that's what you prefer, that's what you prefer, but it's just, it's really hard out there because a lot of times you don't find out till, I don't know, my experience, I've had some bad experiences before. I know a few girls on here that left comments and questions about things. They just want to know what's wrong with them, and there's nothing wrong with you. It's just that's the world that we live in right now. That's,
right. It's, I don't know. It's
a lot, you know,
it's crazy nowadays.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not
well, nowadays, like back in the day, like you didn't have that many divorces because it was like more frowned upon back then. Nowadays, it's like people are married for like a week and they're like divorced. And I know that for a fact because I've told you the story about my godmother and how she goes through dudes. And she was married back in May, guys, and she's already been with five other guys since then. And I'm talking not cheating. I'm talking legitly. Oh, I married this guy this week. It's over with. Now I'm moving on to this guy type shit. So.
How does she have the sanity? Like,
she's the type, okay, you know those women that they have to have a man in their life? I'm not talking about for, like, just sex or shit like that. I'm talking about, like, they have to have a man in their life.
Woman, there's somebody, they don't like to be alone.
My sister's
and
the same way. It's just, it's, yeah, and it's, I don't get it with them. Maybe it's because I'm not a woman like that or something, you know, but I can't relate. But I personally, I don't understand it, like, because I've seen it with her personally and with my sister personally. Like, some of these guys, like, use them, mistreat them. Like, you know how many of my sister's boyfriends I've literally had to, I think I've beat up, like, two of them and had to threaten a couple? So, I mean, and one of them wanted to fight me because he tried to, here's a story for the stash one night, guys, but I guess I can tell it here real quick. This dude my sister was with, we were having like a little get together at their pad, and this other dude that we all worked with, because my sister worked with me, right? And this other dude that we worked with is there, and they were talking, my sister and this dude, and the other guy try to whack the dude with a beer bottle from behind, and when I saw him doing it, and I liked the other dude a lot better than I liked him, so I just ran up and just like nailed him in the side of the head, and long story short, he didn't whack him with a beer bottle, but oh, and another long story short, I hit him where I knew I wasn't gonna hurt him that bad. I hit him with my left hand, not my right. I'm just going to throw that out there, guys. Like, I'm right-handed. I didn't hit him with my dominant hand. I didn't want to hurt the dude too bad. I just kind of, no, let's not do that, as I pop him in the head.
Some of my questions also ranged out a little more to be a little more specific, and they were from both, again, female and male fans, both, where they talked about not only is it hard to date in your 30s, it's even harder, like, if you have something that the world tells you is unattractive, like if you're overweight or if you're, if you wear glasses, if you have a disability, if you, you know, it's even harder when you add that to the equation and your age. And I can't say I disagree with you. It is hard. I know I'm a beautiful, luscious woman. So I have a hard time too, because I fall into that category where people frown upon, like, your weight, you know, it's not supposed to be something that's attractive, you know, so it's hard. But I will say out there that there's, I'm sure there's tons of people that like different types of body types. It's just not the norm for people to advertise it as much. So even though you feel like it's, you know, nobody's out there for you.
I don't know, though. Nowadays, though, nowadays how everybody's accepting, I think it's getting less and less harder like that. Like, I get what you're saying, that, like, everybody thinks, like, you know, like, it has to be, like, I don't know, what's a perfect size? Like, size 3 or some shit for a woman or some shit? But no. Like, women come in all different shapes and sizes. We all come in all different shapes and sizes. But if you really want to get out there and try to find somebody, guys, don't go by looks. Go by personality. That's your best bet with it all. Because
last
that's how you find
longer,
somebody. Yeah.
Like,
that's how you find somebody for you. If you're just going
you're,
by looks, that's just like
in,
a quick fuck and you're done.
Term, if you're in it for, especially for long term, looks is not all that matters. You got to know that that fades eventually. I mean, we all age. We all get older. You know, that's not going to stay with you forever.
Don't make me worry about my 40s right now, okay? My looks will not fade. Don't hurt my feelings right now. I got 7 more good years. 7.
You guys, he's going to be the one, you know, where the women usually cry when they turn a certain age. And when he turns 40, we're going to be, like, rocking him back and forth and giving him tissues.
Nickelback's going to be playing in the background. Nickelback's all playing in the background on me.
Yeah.
How you remind me of what I really am in my 30s. I'm not 40 yet.
Yeah, that's going to be it, I'm telling you. Another thing is...
The best thing is, though, Shane would be like 57, so I won't be that old.
Will he really? He will be when you turn 40, won't he?
No, he won't be that old. I think he's like 10 years older than me, maybe something like that. So
he'd be 40?
He would at least be like 50-something, like 52,
yeah.
53 probably.
Yeah, I think that's how it'll roll. But, you know, he's still going to be the coolest 50 or 53-year-old that there is. Like, I'm telling you.
I guess if we're all still doing the podcast then, I could see it being like, oh, guys, I just took some butt poppers. I'm 78 now. I'm Shane.
I freaking love
and that's
him.
My old man Shane impression. That's my old man Shane impression.
he is all funny and he does stuff like that too. But he is one of our like serious friends.
Oh,
as
Shane's
well.
Awesome.
Like he,
oh, Shane's awesome, man. I got that dude's back.
And when it comes to like talking about like relationship stuff, he's talked about stuff like that before on our shows multiple times, different times. Like he's like, you know. He goes through his whole story about how, like, because he did some time in prison. And he goes through all that time, like, when he got out or whatever, that he would hit whatever he could, you know, because he was young at that point in time still, and he was getting older. And he's like, now I'm looking back and I'm like, I loved all those damn women. Like, at the time,
I remember this story.
Like, yeah. So, like, you know. He wasn't ashamed of any of them, and they were all different body types. They're all different. But it was so funny because he's like, at one point in time, like he doesn't have teeth, I don't think, right? He has like false teeth. Is that correct? I remember that. Right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
He has false teeth, yes.
Yeah, he was making a comment about doing something without his false teeth or whatever, and he's like, you know, how could I judge somebody else when I even forgot to put my teeth in? Like, you know? And it's just, you know, when
freaking
you start, humor is the best medicine. And if you can't laugh and move on from some things, because there are going to be some mean ass people out there, but they don't mean a thing. They really don't.
Yeah.
It's actually,
yeah, it's like
actually,
you gotta move on from the rude Rubies and the negative Nancys and the stinky Sallys. I don't know. I'm running out of rhyming names and shit. But she's right, guys. Look past the looks of people. Get to know them. Get to know their personalities.
And we're saying this too because we can relate to you. We're in our 30s, and we're both still out there in the dating world.
Will you stop reminding me that I got 7 good years? I'm gonna cry later. I'm just gonna throw that out there now, guys. As soon as the show's over with, I'm throwing on Nickelback. I am booing my eyes, balling my eyes up, booing my eyes. What the fuck am I talking about?
Here. Hush your face. Like, he's going to be fine, ladies and gentlemen. Believe it or not, he's just going to get on, talk to one of his 7 women, and he'll feel fine. But
She knows me so well.
Chrissy's texting one right now, I'm sure.
You know what? I do I do need to go get me another birthday cake. I do need to get me another birthday cake. I'm going to hit up the grocery store when I'm done and see what girls I can bring home.
It's almost like a challenge accepted now for him. But anyway.
It's not even a challenge. Oh, it's just God. Accepted.
That's what you're going to do when you turn 40. We'll just make sure we burn your birthday cake and send you to the grocery store. And you won't even remember
when
that
I turn
40.
When I turn 40, I'm going to try to be with a 25-year-old. That'll make me feel better at the time. 25 or younger. You know, anywhere between 19 and 25 when I turn 40. That way, you know, and I don't want to date. It's just, now when I turn 58, guys, I will start my dating. So be on the aware, you know, that's like another almost 30 years.
Listen,
and,
listen to Kobo, everybody, okay? He's like, I don't want to have a kid till I'm 50. Can you imagine him as a father at 50 years old with a 1 year old? Like,
I would look like I'm 30, and then if I keep having kids by the end of it, you know, all of our diapers would be changed. So we'll be good.
He'll be 100 years old when they graduate high school. Anyway.
Anyways, we got about 5 minutes left of the show, guys.
You want me to do the ads real quick?
Yeah, please. And don't worry, Lacey. This is not the vajayjay ad that I originally got sent.
Anyway.
Yeah, but this one's even dirtier. Yay. Tired of not being able to buy your adult videos and canned goods at the same place? Then come on down to Porn and Corn today. They got all types of freaky shit, from bacon-flavored condoms to pork and beans. So get your munch and freak on today. This month's special, green beans and titty fucking gone wild. And that's our ad of this week.
I actually still like that one a lot better than I did the other one.
Hey, the other one was funny. So I'm throw it out there. It was funny. It just was a little too far funny.
It was too far funny. You're right. I will give you that.
Like if it wasn't on air, you know that would be good. Like, that joke, or that ad would have been good for maybe the stash. Because we get away with saying that.
You can get away with a lot more on this one. Yeah, I agree with that. Because you can always say, what, I'm high, you know?
Blame it on our intern. Yo, our intern's the one that looked this shit up. Come on now.
Older's the one that agreed for that one.
Yeah,
anyway,
Yoder's the one that did it. I don't know. He's fired, though. I just want to throw that out.
Anyways, you guys, coming up next Monday again, we're going to have Testimonial Monday. We're hoping to have our friend Kirk on. Hoping in the next few Mondays that we can have either Ryan or Nate. So this week, I believe they have the stash on Wednesday. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
maybe
so on Friday.
Maybe I'm not sure yet. We're gonna have to get in touch with Shane about that one. See if he's back yet. Well, I guess I can let the listeners know about this. Shane, he wanted to take a little time off, and I respect that. With it, I get it. You don't want to get too burnt out on things. So I'm giving him his. I'm wanting him to be ready to come back. I don't want to, like, try to force him back, guys. So, King's Court's on hold for just a little bit. It's all good, though. It's going to happen again, but we're all giving Shane his vacation right now. So, best way to put it.
And he's rebuilding. We're hoping that actually we're going to be working some more on our YouTube channel. We're hoping that he'll do some artwork for that, because I will just throw a shout out that he is a very talented artist. And also,
for sure he is.
Yeah. And also, we might have Logan on sometime, too, because he's part of the family out there, and it's good for us to go back and forth on the show for support.
Yeah.
He can be funny, but seriousness, too. So.
Logan, I want to say this about that man. I've known him pretty much my whole life, and me and him has been through some hell together, and there isn't anybody else I would want backing me up on shit, because I know what he's capable of. I don't know how he is nowadays, but just back in the day. But he's had a hard, hard life. He did go to prison. But when he got out, what I respect about him is he did what he had to do while he was in there. But when he got out, he changed his life around. Yes, he's, you know, not everybody's perfect. I'm sure he's still involved in a few things without getting into detail. But I am proud of this kid. If you guys would have known him 10, 15 years ago and to see how he is now, even with his stupid face tattoo, and I said it, but even with the face tattoo.
He's just jealous.
Different guy. No, I would get a tat to cover this beautiful face of mine. But but no, I have a lot of respect for him. I've told you a lot of the stories about how I used to be back in the day, and you know some of the shit I had to do and stuff like that. And he was always one of the ones that was right there next to me, like putting in the same work I was putting in on things and stuff like that. So I don't know. It's kind of like me and him been to war together, and now it's like, yo, that's my homie. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that's just how it is with him.
I'm just gonna throw that
out. Yoder, on the other hand, is a short ass son of a bitch. I don't like you that much, Yoder. No, I'm just kidding, bro. He's a good homie too. he would laugh at that if I said that to him.
I'm just gonna throw it out there. All the good ones start with L.
Hey, that's what I do enjoy about doing the shows with you guys. It ain't like I'm doing shows with strangers or nothing. It's like for example, when I first started, when I would do the shows with Sherry, like, yeah, me and Sherry would talk back and forth on Facebook and stuff, but I didn't know Sherry. You know what I mean? Like, I still don't really know her. I've never met her or nothing like that in person. I've talked to her on the phone once or twice besides the shows, you know? But,
yeah,
like, when I started, I didn't know her. But then when I started trying to do it by myself, I'm like, what am I going to do? And I was like, you know what? I got to bring friends into this. And that's when I was like, who out of my circle do I trust enough to bring into this? And that's how Lacey got involved in it. That's how Shane randomly wrote me on Facebook one night and was like, man, I like your jokes, blah, 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 blah. And I invited him on the show. He comes on. He enjoyed it. I think you were on that episode, too, if I'm not mistaken. Or it might have been right before you started coming on. But the little British lady said we had 90 seconds. All right, let me rush this story. But anyway, Shane comes on, enjoyed it. The show got over with. Everybody was telling me how great me and him did together, how good we sounded. And I was like, hell yeah. And I asked him if he wanted to start doing a show. He's like, shoot me some ideas. I shot him some ideas. He liked it. And there we go. Like, what, a year and a half later?
Yep. We're almost 2 years in.
Yep. And then Lacey came aboard. And like I said, she does a lot behind the scenes. And let me put it this way. I'm the mastermind of it all. Lacey's the glue that keeps everybody together more or less because she, you know, like does all this extra stuff for us. Shane's our problem child, but I love it anyways. Logan's our security, and Yoder is there.
Yoder's our ultimate personal humor right there.
Yoder is a Sonic manager, and he can hook us up with fries.
Yeah.
So we keep them around. All right, guys, we got 20 seconds left. Tune in Wednesday for the stash. Tune in next Monday for another episode of Ask Me With Advice. Like I said, we're going to try to get our friend Kirk on. It's going to be awesome. With all that being said, remember, most important thing ever is always roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting.